looked at the period, which is between 1:30 to 3 o'clock, this is where the teachers have some breathing space. This is where they prepare the after-school lessons. So we thought that, hey, this is a good time that we see what we can do, especially distribution of lunch, as well as organizing simple activities to help the teachers have some breathing space and also let them know that this is the support that we can actually give them.
We try to engage the kids more in small groups and also one-to-one to befriend them and, you know, help them with the activities and with their lunch as well. But we do not try to replace the student care curriculum. But what we're trying to do is to have structured engagement with the kids and to help support them during this interim period.
The teachers have already been working the whole morning, so this is like something extra to them. So we thought that them being present here will actually lighten their workload as well.
The first thing that we prioritize definitely is stability. We want to make sure that the kids are safe and well taken care of. At the same time, we need to let the school know that, especially the teachers, to know that with this additional responsibility, they are not alone.
I think it's important that the school feels that they are not alone in this. And because the Hmong Parents Support Group is a strong community, we would like to show that we are able to come together and help support where we can.